Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 15th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Adobe announced it intends to acquire the collaborative design platform Figma in a $20 billion deal. The deal is expected to close in 2023, although it still needs regulatory and Figma stockholder approval. Co-founder and CEO Dylan Field will remain in charge of the company, saying Adobe was deeply committed to keeping it autonomous. Figma currently has over 4 million users. Bloomberg's Katie Roof reports that this is the largest buyout of a private software company. This week, Walmart will launch a Be Your Own Model feature, letting users do virtual try-ons for over 270,000 items. Back in March, the company launched a similar tool, but was limited to choosing a model that resembled your body type. The feature uses tech from the startup Zkit, which Walmart acquired in May 2021. In its latest ruling, Meta's oversight board criticized the company's automated moderation tools. This stemmed from a political cartoon of a Colombian police officer beating a man with batons. Meta added the image to its media matching service database, meaning it would automatically be taken down when posted by users. 215 people appealed different removals, with 98% of appeals successful. However, Meta didn't remove the image from its database until the board took up the case. The board called for a more responsive system that would trigger a review of the media matching service when an image was successfully appealed. It asked Meta to publish error rates for content mistakenly included in the database. TikTok announced it will launch TikTok Now in the US, which sends a daily prompt to users to capture a 10-second video or photo using the front and rear camera simultaneously. Sounds familiar. The app will show a dedicated Now tab as well. Users will be able to share TikTok Now posts on the Explore feed. Snap made Snapchat for Web available to all users. The feature launched back in July, but was limited to Snapchat Plus subscribers in select markets. Intel, ARM, and NVIDIA published a draft specification for a new open and license-free 8-bit floating-point standard, or FP8, for AI development. Floating-point formats are part of building an AI system. More bits generally means higher accuracy, but requires more memory to train an AI model. In a white paper on the FP8 standard, NVIDIA said it shows comparable accuracy to 16-bit precisions in many use cases. Google confirmed it cut half of the projects housed under its Area 120 incubator, now down to 7. Employees with cut projects will need to find a new job within Google by January 2023. The only publicly launched project cut was Kea, a service offering LinkedIn bio-style web storefronts. The Ethereum blockchain activated the Merge upgrade, part of its transition to a proof-of-stake blockchain. The upgrade went live as of 6:44 a.m. UTC on September 15th, with new transactions processed under proof-of-stake. At the Amazon Accelerate conference, Amazon announced a new tailored audiences tool. This will let merchants send free emails to recent shoppers, repeat customers, and big spenders with a dashboard to monitor results. It should be available to all U.S. sellers in early 2023. Digital Foundry's Alex Battaglia published an in-depth look at the performance of Intel's XeSS upscaling technology running on Intel's top-of-the-line Arc A770 GPU. This was able to output 4K gameplay from a 1080p input. In Shadow of the Tomb Raider, Battaglia found XeSS increased frame rates by 88% in performance mode compared to native rendering, although this fell to an increase of 23% at ultra-quality settings. He found it competed well with slightly older versions of NVIDIA's DLSS, with the added benefit that XeSS can run on non-Intel GPUs. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority confirmed it launched an in-depth Phase 2 investigation into Microsoft's planned acquisition of Activision Blizzard. This came after Microsoft said it would not offer any proposed remedies to concerns from the CMA, reportedly because there were no obvious commitments the regulator would likely accept. Ars Technica sources say the EU will likely launch an in-depth investigation itself once Microsoft officially files its case with European regulators. EU lawmakers published a draft for the Cyber Resilience Act, which would set security standards for connected devices. The law would require device makers to provide sufficient and accurate information to consumers to let them understand security considerations before buying a device and set up a device securely after purchase. It would also mandate ongoing security support and patches for all new devices sold in the EU. Penalties for non-compliance would be up to 2.5% of annual turnover. The European Commission proposed a 2-year timeframe for compliance if the regulation is adopted. Discord announced forum channels, providing a dedicated space for focused conversations. Forum channel creators can restrict posting permissions, and forums will work with Discord's AutoMod as well. And finally, Google announced several updates to Google Photos. Users of the Android app can now share memories with other users, and sharing will come to iOS and the web app soon. Google will also integrate more video content into Photos Memories feature, automatically selecting what it thinks are meaningful moments in longer videos. Android and iOS users will also get a new collage editor. In October, the app will also add instrumental music to some memories, and Google will now let users omit people and time periods from showing up in memories. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.